This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Today is Veterans Day, and a Veterans Memorial in Colorado Springs is scheduled for a renovation in the next year, but there may not be enough funds to finish. Here's CPR's Dan Boyce.
The statue in the city's Memorial Park is more than 50 years old. Five curving concrete pillars represent each military branch existing at the time. It's showing its age. Cracked, the plaza underneath deteriorated, it's vandalized. City officials plan to spend $500,000 from the American Rescue Plan toward repairs, but park officials say it's hard to know the extent of the structural damage. More funds could come from veterans organizations and private donations with the hope of finishing by the end of 2022. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
And because today is Veterans Day, veterans, National Guard, and active duty military members get free admission to any state park today, but they must show proof of their service. The state health department warns COVID-19 hospitalizations could exceed capacity in the coming weeks. Here's CPR's John Daly.
State epidemiologist Dr. Rachel Herlihy says transmission, cases, hospitalizations, and deaths have all been rising recently, and models show the peak of this wave won't come for weeks.
COVID-19 hospital demand will increase until late December and could potentially exceed our current hospital capacity.
The test positivity rate is above 20% in some pockets of the state, well above the level that signals trouble. The state is taking a number of steps in response, including activating a measure to help expand hospital staffing. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
You can find these stories and more at CPR.org. We will continue with Here and Now this hour. Thank you for hanging out. We appreciate you.